If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Christine Rabaut joins us now. She's the executive director of Visit Edgerton, as in Wisconsin, as in the best of the Midwest. Christine, you're on WGN Radio. How are you today?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm really good. Where is Edgerton?
Edgerton is southern Wisconsin, so it's literally just a hop, skip, and a jump over the border for you there in Illinois. It's going to take you maybe 90 minutes. It really depends on how you're driving, how you're navigating.
So how far east or west, like Rockford? Are you east or west of Rockford?
We are just above Rockford. We're just north of Rockford.
Easy enough to get there then. Just go up the highway and
there right on I-90. Don't have to, you just pop off I-90, several exits right there into Edgerton.
And what's it like in Edgerton? What kind of town are you?
Oh my gosh, beautiful. It's like you were dropped, I say this all the time, dropped in a Hallmark movie. You've got, you know, a small town where they know your name, but plenty of amenities and the beautiful Lake Koshkonong. So there's plenty to do. It's really very family friendly. Plenty to do for kids and adults of all ages.
Lake Koshkonong, just like it sounds. is that a big lake? What's the story there?
Absolutely. Lake Koshkonong is over 10,000 acres with a maximum depth of 7 feet. So you're going to have plenty of opportunities to swim, fish, boat, just look at the water, do some paddling, pontooning, all those things are an option. Lake Koshkonong really, again, offers that best of the Midwest opportunity.
Did you say a maximum depth of 7 feet?
Correct.
So that's weird that a lake would be that big. 7 feet isn't that deep, right?
Correct, but it makes for great fishing. You're going to find muskie, panfish, largemouth bass, northern pike, walleye, catfish. That depth is just really ideal for that fishing aficionado.
But there's enough water there to zip around on a boat and ski.
There is. Yep, yep.
So is then your town really a water town or a water recreation town?
It can be, yes. You're going to find downtown Edgerton is going to have some great dining, some great things to do. They've got some great events and festivals. But you're right there beside Lake Koshkonong, so you can easily just hop from one to the other and really have that lake life where you can camp, have cabins, do all those kinds of outdoor things.
Where do folks stay when they come into Edgerton?
There's a lot of opportunities. You can stay at one of the campgrounds. So we've got a great selection of campgrounds where you can just pop in everything from Hickory Hills Campground, Lakeview Campground. Most of them have a little bar restaurant associated. Or if you go into town a little bit, you can stay at the Quality Inn or at Coachman's Inn, which is attached to a beautiful golf course.
Yeah. Talk to me about that. Are there golf courses around there then?
Absolutely. There's three to choose from. Coachman's Golf Course is a little bit more challenging, but it's also got a nice little resort feel to it. So there's a restaurant and places to stay right there. You're at that, you know, Midwest resort experience, a little more challenging course. Creekview Par 3 is just right for me. Not a great golfer. I'm more of a novice. I can go after work, be done, and still be home in time to put in a load of laundry. And they have some of the best cheeseburgers I've ever had there at Creekview Par 3. The other option is the Town Country Club in Edgerton, and that is the home golf course for Steve Stricker. I'm an Edgerton native, went to high school with Steve Stricker, and you will occasionally see him there at the Town Country Club. So that's nestled right there in Edgerton. Great little course, too. Really well-designed, well-laid-out.
What's the eat and drink scene like in Edgerton, Wisconsin?
There's a lot of options. My favorite breakfast option in Edgerton is Cafe on Main. They have the best pancakes I've ever had in my life. I don't know how they do it. They're fluffy, they're big, they're phenomenal. So if you're going to breakfast, I'd go to Cafe on Main. If you're looking for that special dining or winery, a couple choices are Lake House Inn. Lake House is right there by Lake Koshkonong, and you're going to think you're in a residential area, and then it's going to open up to this beautiful historic home that's been redone with some amazing food. There's also the Buckhorn Supper Club, famous for their fish boils. And then Fermenting Cellars Winery, if you really want that glass of wine with a few extra snacks on the side.
Yeah, well, folks do kind of look for the distilleries, wineries, and breweries. So you do have a winery in town, huh?
Yes, Fermenting Cellars Winery, just outside the city limits there of Edgerton.
And then what's on the calendar?
Bunch of super fun events. Tobacco Heritage Days. Edgerton was a tobacco town. I grew up on a tobacco farm there outside of Edgerton, and they celebrate that heritage in July 18th through the 20th. This year's headliner is Montgomery Gentry. So those tickets will go fast. You're going to want to pay attention and get those tickets. And they'll just have community events. They'll have a softball tournament, plenty of beverages to consume. They'll have arts and crafts fairs, some live music, a lot of great events over that entire weekend.
That's in July, yeah.
It's in July. Also that same weekend, because you're not going to sit down that whole weekend, because you've also got the Great Midwest Pro Rodeo and bull riding. And I know it's Wisconsin. You're thinking, rodeo, how good can it be? It's that good. They've got bronc riding, bull riding, barrel racing, tie down, team roping, all of that traditional rodeo stuff right there in Thresherman's Park.
And then there's a couple of other events. What is Chili Mania? I guess it's a chili cook-off or something?
It is Chili Mania, phenomenal chili cook-off. It is sanctioned by the Wisconsin State Championship Group, sanctioned as a chili cooking contest, and they also now have a salsa contest. And on Saturday, there's a Bloody Mary contest, so you're going to need to bring your Tums because you're going to be having great spicy food all weekend long. You'll find all kinds of entertainment the night before. They usually have a Main Street Entertainment. I know they've announced one of them, and that's Son of a Gun. It's a tribute band to Guns N' Roses, and then they'll have another main stage entertainer they haven't announced yet. So you're going to eat chili, you're going to listen to great music, and you're going to have so much fun.
You mentioned Lake Koshkonong. Then the Rock River goes through that area, right?
Correct. Yep, Rock River also goes through that Edgerton area, and you can also find some great opportunities for, again, canoeing, and that's just much more of a leisurely river pace there.
Yeah, right. Okay, and you are just 90 minutes maybe from a lot of our listeners. I mean, you're just north of Rockford.
Correct. Yep, yep, just over the border, great first stop. Even if your final destination is northern Wisconsin, the Dells, Madison, Milwaukee, you can easily make Edgerton that first stop on your way in or that last stop on your way out.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. Visit Edgerton WI, visit Edgerton, Wisconsin. Visit EdgertonWI.com is our Best of the Midwest today. Christine, really interesting, and I'm glad we know more about this. Thanks for your help.
Great. Well, excited to see you.
Yeah, it's just north of Rockford, and some of these places we'll send you to are in Ohio or southern Indiana, and we love those spots too, but sometimes you're just a short drive away, and as she said, it feels like you traveled very far.